Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Boomers, I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. If you missed last week's show, we talked to Kirk Matinair of Franklin & Associates, who specializes in Medicare planning, as well as long-term care planning. We discussed the astounding fact that every day, 8 to 10,000 of us boomers is turning age 65, and how that number is tied to an important road to cross, or rather navigate, the Medicare road. Kirk did a great job helping us to understand the various plan options as the deadline for Medicare open enrollment is almost here, December 7th. Don't worry, if you missed last week's show, go to letstalkboomers.com. Well, I have to give a big shout out and congratulations to Wando Band in Mount Pleasant. I'm a Wando High School band parent, year 9 of 11, and this past weekend, Wando Band competed in Grand Nationals in Indianapolis at the Lucas Oil Stadium, you know, where the Colts play, battling their way to finals, beginning with 93 bands, surviving through semis with 32 bands, and earning a spot in the final 12, where they placed 7th, with their amazing show of Things Unseen. It was a really great weekend, and congratulations again to Wando High School Marching Band. Okay, now let's talk boomers about some upcoming events. Do you have little ones in your lives who would love a letter from Santa? This week, visit the St. Andrews Family Fitness Plus. It's on 1463 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. They have a direct line of communication with Santa at the North Pole. For only $5, they'll make sure that special little one in your life gets a personal letter from Santa. Again, that's St. Andrews Family Fitness Plus on Sam Rittenberg. And before you stuff yourself with turkey, get some exercise at the 37th Annual Turkey Day Run and Gobble Wobble this Thanksgiving. This is a very popular holiday tradition for Charleston natives and travelers alike. The largest 5K in Charleston kicks off at 9 a.m., Thanksgiving Day at Marion Square in Charleston. The course takes participants through historic downtown Charleston and the Battery before returning to Marion Square for a post-race party that includes free food and beverages, including beer for those over 21, as well as live music. A children's fun run and activities ensures that this is a fun event for any age. It's presented by the Knights of Columbus, and the purpose of the race is to raise funds for local charities. The ticket price ranges from $10 to $45, and for more information, visit turkeydayrun.com. That's turkeydayrun.com. And the holidays can be difficult for those of us who have lost a loved one, especially in 2014. To help us recognize this loss and provide some comfort and hope, there is the 26th Annual Candlelight Memorial Ceremony tomorrow, Sunday, November 23rd, beginning at 6 p.m. at Hampton Park in downtown Charleston. Bridges End of Life, a nonprofit, is putting together this event that will give those who attend a time of hope and remembrance. As I mentioned, it does begin at 6 p.m., and you can arrive as early as 5 p.m. One of the sponsors is James A. McAllister Funeral Home, and the owner, Jimmy McAllister, has generously offered to provide luminaries for those of you who want to attend in memory of your loved one. Just call James A. McAllister Funeral Home at 766-1365. That's 766-1365. Well, Thanksgiving is upon us, and the holidays have begun, and so has the stress. Is gift-giving your source of stress as you look for the perfect necktie or worry that a better iPhone will be released again next week? Or does food become your comfort and challenge while you're eating the cookie dough instead of baking it? I'm not really sure why that's a problem. What are some practical coping skills for handling stress during the holidays, especially if we've recently lost a loved one? Our guest today, Greg Mason, has almost 15 years' experience as a hospice chaplain and bereavement coordinator who has counseled hundreds of people and held dozens of workshops helping people with practical and thoughtful advice on handling stress and the holidays, including grief. I've attended these workshops myself, and I'm so glad that Greg is our guest today. I promise you will not want to miss this segment. You're listening to Let's Talk Boomers with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. As I mentioned before the break, the holidays can be stressful, especially for boomers, as we may be hosting events and additional family. Or if we've lost a loved one during the past year, we're experiencing grief on top of the stress. It can mean this time of year is exhausting, not inspiring. Today's guest is Greg Mason, and we're going to talk about ways to minimize holiday stress. Welcome, Greg.
Glad to be here, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for being here. Why do you think we're discussing stress in the holidays?
I think because we have to realize that this season, this holiday season, no matter what holidays you celebrate, we have the sense that they're supposed to bring to us love and a cheer and almost a magical moment in this year in our lives. And actually what that does, it creates a lot of stress. It causes a lot of stress within all of us. It doesn't matter who it is. What matters is how you handle it and how you get through the holidays with a great holiday behind you.
Well, we get so busy during the holidays, we may not recognize that we are getting stressed. What are some examples of stress?
Well, you hit on probably the biggest one right there. We are too busy. We have this fantasy almost of what we think a holiday is to be. And so we have, if it's possible, too much fun, too many activities, and we try to meet them all. And basically, that just really wears us down and wears us out before the holiday even is underway.
And so we're already tired to begin with, and then we still have all these things to do. So what are some of the stresses that we shouldn't do? We're feeling exhausted. Maybe we eat too much.
Well, some of them, especially, we feel motivated to do these things. We feel motivated that we have to eat a lot, and we joke about, oh, we'll have to go on these diets after the holidays. But we eat too much. Many people will drink too much, which cause them to do things or say things, which carries well past the holidays into next year and maybe pay the price for that. We spend too much. They say this year that the average person will spend $800 on Christmas gifts. That does not include decorations and food and travel and clothing. And the thing is that our spending has went up, but our income has went down or maintained about the same since last year. So we're putting ourselves into a debt, which we carry that burden well into the next year.
So actually, what you've just mentioned, spending too much, eating too much, saying things we'd like to take back, particularly if we encounter a family member again down the road, is causing holiday stress. Those are some of the causes.
Very much of it. A lot of it is either we spend too much because we have maybe too much of a credit line, or we feel really bad because we don't have the means to buy Christmas the way we think it should be. So we have that stress on us also. So all of it kind of can culminate into a very depressing situation for us on the holidays.
So let's lighten the mood here and let's talk about how we can minimize some of this holiday stress. I know as boomers, we probably don't have young children at home, so we're not probably as focused on how many presents can I get under the tree. There are some other things that we can do with our family to recognize each other. Let's talk about those.
And there is. There are many things that we can take the burden off of the gift giving as the focus and more on the relationships as the focus. Mm-hmm. And if you look back on Christmases in the past, I remember very few gifts that I ever received. But what I do remember are the times with family and friends and loved ones. So that's where our focus should be, because honestly, no matter what you're celebrating as far as holidays, that's the focus of our holidays is the prosperity that we have, the blessings that we have through our family and our friends, not through our income and our bank account.
So let's talk about some ways to do that. It sounds like we should give the gift of ourselves.
Very much so. there is nothing more valuable than our time. And as people, especially Americans, we are always on the move and we are always thinking we're too busy. We almost feel that being too busy is the way we should live. So when we will take that time and give it to others, that's probably the most valuable thing that we can offer to other people, including family, including just people in the community who we don't know, but we want to step out and help, maybe in a food kitchen or just helping them anonymously, seeing a family that might be struggling. There's many ways to go about touching the lives of other people. And to be honest, in doing that, we touch our own lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the many more blended families this day, Thanksgiving may not be the holiday that they get to be with everybody. So going to a soup kitchen or volunteering is a way for them to keep busy that day and give back, I would think.
And that's an excellent way, especially when you're feeling a little down because you just don't have family here. My wife and I, we have very little family in the area, and nobody's coming for the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm-hmm. So we have talked about doing those very things where we can maybe go out and be a help to somebody else or a food kitchen or something like that. Just because what's the use of sitting around home bemoaning the fact that you're all alone?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've come a long ways because when we travel away for the holidays, and I have now convinced my mother, who's 84, that I can bring the entire Thanksgiving dinner, and that's just what I do. I really don't give her an option. I show up with it, and that way she's not stressed and so tired that she can't enjoy her limited time with her grandchildren.
And that is a great way to do it. One of the most important words we need to learn during the holiday season is no. To be really honest, it is not our responsibility to make sure that other people enjoy their holiday. It is our responsibility to do what we can to create a good holiday for others, but it's their job to accept that and to put the same standards on themselves as to what's really important when it comes to celebrating the holiday season.
And be willing to accept help, I would think. Yes, I'll do the main, you know, the turkey, but you can bring everything else if you want to.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're all getting a little older, and we can't do what we used to do. And sometimes you just have to say, you know what, I'll cook the turkey or the ham. Can you bring the sides? We don't have to. And sometimes the family needs to step back and remember, you know, mom spends a whole day out there working. Maybe we could ease things up for mom and kind of share the load a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This time of year in particular can be very stressful if we're also experiencing some grief. As boomers, we are in that time of life where we are starting to lose our parents. And that's a very difficult time then around the holidays when we're used to a certain family tradition and our mom and dad are no longer here. So what are some ways that we can deal with this, particularly with added depression, that type of thing?
Yeah, let's be honest, depending on how fresh your grief is, there are a lot of people that would love to just go to bed today and wake up after the holidays are over.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are inundated with the perfect family and the perfect gift and the perfect meal and just the perfect decorations. And to be really honest, some people, they would just like to have their loved one here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about any of the rest. They don't care about the pageants. The one gift that they want is the one gift they're not going to get. Mm. So they need to find ways to get through the holiday often.
Well, maybe not do anything like they've done in the past. Maybe this is a holiday where they leave the area, go on a cruise or something, just get out of town. Is that a good idea?
And see, that's great for this, especially if it's the first holiday. It is good to just get away. Maybe you can't do it. Maybe you just don't want to do it. There are a lot of people that are grieving that do it because they think the kids want them to do it or because they have to uphold what tradition is. And to be really honest, I always tell people if you're grieving, this is one time that I give you permission to be a little selfish. You have to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's been sort of the common theme so far in the show is that it's okay to put yourself first for a change. Do what you need to do to get through the holidays. And really what we're saying is we should take control of the holidays as much as we can, correct?
We should. We shouldn't get caught up in the hubbub, whether we're grieving or whether it's just a regular holiday season for us. We should not get caught up in, you know, we all talk about Christmas and the holidays being too commercialized, and maybe they are, but we join in that. You know, when I was young, oh my gosh, you would have never dreamed of stores being open Thanksgiving evening or the day after. Mm-hmm. And we hear about Black Friday and people stay up all night and you see on the news this mass of people. To me, that's just, maybe I'm missing it, but that's not the holiday. I don't see the joy in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, yes, I totally agree with that. And we also think it's important, or I think it's important, that we remember our loved ones too. So could that be through, for example, I read one place where you could set a plate at the table, not necessarily put food in it, but just say, oh, this is where, you know, Papa always sat, or maybe light a candle. What are some ways that we can recognize our loved ones?
I think that those are all excellent ways. And I give people examples, but I encourage them to create their own, because grief is so personalized and relationships with people are so personalized. But there are a lot of people that will, through the holiday season, have, if you're hanging stockings, they will write a memory of their loved one on the stocking. And then maybe Christmas morning, they will read those memories. I had one family that had lost a small boy in an accident, and they were really struggling with Christmas. And I told them to come up with their own ritual. And they came up with, they had a little tree that was undecorated. They were a large family. And they asked everybody that came to visit, friends and family, to bring an ornament that reminded them of their son.
Oh, what a great idea.
And prior to the rest of the day getting started, the first thing they did was hang those ornaments.
Hmm.
Now, that brings the memory of your loved one in.
Mm-hmm.
It allows everybody to share. And I'll be honest, it may create a few tears, but it'll create a few smiles and laughs also. And it also gets the day started. You know, they always talk about the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to mention it.
Hmm.
Well, you need to bring your loved one into the holiday so that you can get through the holiday.
Well, that way you're not bottling your feelings up, causing stress, and you're getting the children involved as well, and then you're moving on with the rest of the day.
Exactly.
You're not forgetting, but you are moving on with the rest of the day.
I tell people that memories are the best presents that they give us, and to not share those is to leave a present unopened. And you wouldn't do that with one under your tree, so don't do it with your loved one.
That's great. Well, how do you and your family celebrate the holidays?
You know, I have to admit, I have a little of that Clark Griswold in me from Christmas Vacation. I love the decorations.
Lights?
Oh, yes. But nothing quite that severe. But I have to watch myself that I don't put too much of that hype into it, because it will always be disappointing. But I just love moments together, time together. We always have a little family that comes, and the family that do not come, we will keep in touch with, and of course send them little gifts. But for the most part, we keep it simple. It's you know, when you said most boomers don't have children at home, that's a part I kind of miss. I'm waiting for grandkids so that I can have that a little bit. But I kind of miss that part of it. But my wife and I will have people over, and sometimes it'll just be friends if we don't have family. And, you know, I'll tell you, I've lost a lot of loved ones, but the one thing I do every Christmas, and this is probably sounds a little corny to people, but I have this stocking, and it is the rattiest looking stocking you've ever seen, just because it's so old. It was mine when I was a child. And my mom had stitched my name on the foot of the stocking. And every Christmas, without fail, I'll get that out and I run my finger over that stitching.
Oh.
And I think, my mom did that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives me a warmth of the holiday, because I remember every little thing except for presents. But I remember every little thing back home, the smell of the fire and mom making popcorn balls and dad making dressing. It was just, I remember all that. And I think the memories of the past Christmas and my faith is what brings value and importance to the Christmases today and in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for sharing with us and your insight. How can folks find you?
They can always get a hold of me through Hospice of Charleston, and the phone number there is 529-3100, and they will put you in touch with me, and I'd be more than happy to help you out in any way I can.
Well, thank you, Greg. Again, listeners, that has been Greg Mason. He is with the Hospice of Charleston. The number there is 529-3100. Thank you so much, Greg. Great advice, and I'm going to try to do my best to impart this as well and think about that and reduce my stress level and remember what's really important, and it's about being with those we love. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
This is Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Woodfill, the 55-plus realtor, senior real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Hello, Boomers. This is Rebecca M. Holtz. I'm here again with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, last time we talked about the three-step review process and how you developed the strategy to answer financial questions and needs for your clients. Today, what else can we talk about that's important to the retirement-minded listener?
Well, Rebecca, there are several things that the retirement-minded listener wants to know about. First of all, they want to know, how long am I going to live? Okay. Now, unfortunately, yes. I can't answer that question for them. I can ask them the series of questions and see perhaps how long their siblings lived, if they had any health issues, their parents, you know, things like that. But the problem is that they're concerned with how long am I going to live and are my assets going to last as long as I do? That's the true concern. You also need to live by the new rule, you know, when you're planning for retirement. And the new rule is that if you are 55 and listening to our show right now, that's the new 35. Ah. You're living longer. Okay.
Which, if you feel good, is a good thing.
That's right. And if you stay in good health, that's right. It's a good thing. It's okay if you live longer and you're in good health. You know, we're also looking at these investing rules that everyone has to live by as they go into and throughout retirement. And we see that there's some concerns that we have for those that are retirement minded when we factor in current volatility and the ups and downs of the equities market. So certainly those are concerns that we discuss during our three-step review process with our retirement minded listeners. And I would encourage people to also gather more information by listening to our shows, Money Matters and Retire Right, on Saturday mornings at 9 and 9:30.
Well, Rick, thank you so much. You and your team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group certainly offer our listeners lots of very sage advice. You can learn more about Rick and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by calling 735-5065 or visiting cfpgroup.biz. That's cfpgroup.biz. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Fellow Boomers, as we talked about today, the holidays are upon us and stress can increase, especially if we need to travel but don't want to leave a loved one we are caring for. What are our options? Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcareliving services.com. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show. Next week, we'll be talking with the publisher of the Lowcountry Senior Sun, Tori Monroe. Even though there are many mediums to get information, like radio, we still rely on print media. As Mark Twain might say, the death of newspapers has been greatly exaggerated. So what are the best sources of print media for boomers, and where do we find them? Tune in next week to find out. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus realtor, seniors real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. I hope you enjoy Thanksgiving, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.